If the wind has been very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
If the wind is coming from, say, this direction, you'd say it was coming from the
east.
It's coming from that direction. It was coming from the
north.
Over here.
West.
Huh?
South.
If it's halfway between the south and the west, you call that a
southwest.
Halfway between the north and the west, it's a
northwest.
And halfway between the north and the east, it's a
northeast.
If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few drops coming down, you'd say it's a
sprinkling.
What would you call a heavy white mist that comes out of the river?
Like the fog coming up. Mm-hmm. Mist, in the cold time, in the cold winter time, it comes up out of the springs like that, and they're so warm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love to go swimming in the winter.
Mm-hmm. You have warm springs around here?
No, not in Bainbridge, not close here, but, mm-hmm. But see, just, you know, that's in Yates Springs, you know, my grandma makes them, they're freezing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
because they boil up out of the ground.
Yeah. Oh, and it's nice and beautiful and clear. Mm-hmm. But in the wintertime, you know, it's so cold outside, they're warm.
Mm-hmm.
And they boil up. And I don't want that stuff.
When they boil up, do they have a creek or something going away from them? Or?
Now, I tell you, the creek is on, Spring Creek is just right across, you know, from the springs. And the creek, it's amazing to see.
Mm-hmm.
The creek flows right by, and it's just like this table's cut off. Mm-hmm. The creek is filthy, dirty, and the springs is just running into the creek, and right here is beautiful, clear water.
Wow.
It's not blurry a little bit up in the springs. It's clear and then muddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sudden change.
You know what? I bet that's because the
water's pushing out.
Yeah. There's that, and I bet the water, because it's pushing out.
It's
yeah.
going into the creek.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not letting the creek. Oh, but the creek rises. You know, I told you they had a tornado out there the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. 3 months later, they had a flood. Well, see, the water rises all the time, the creek and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it really got worse than it's ever gotten. And then 3 months later, they had a lightning storm, and lightning struck. In October, it'd be another 3 months. I can't tell them what happened.
God.
Oh, goodness, I'm wasting. Time.
If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you'd say you're having a
dry spell.
If it comes for long enough to kill the crops, you'd call that a
drought.
If the wind's been gentle and it's getting stronger, you'd say the wind is
raising. I mean, building up.
If it's just the opposite, you'd say the wind was
calm.
If it was cold enough to kill tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had a
freeze.
If there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, you'd say we had a
frost.
You might say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
It had before I got out there.
It had frozen.
What do you call a room used for special occasions you might have?
Like parties?
Mm-hmm.
Recreation room and the living room?
Mm-hmm. About how tall would you say this room is?
This room?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at figuring.
Just anywhere.
How tall?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's about, 10.
Mm-hmm.
11 feet.
Mm-hmm. Could you draw? Oh, I needed to get some other things. Did your mother go to school very much?
Yes. Uh-huh. She graduated.
Uh-huh. High school?
Yes.
Your father?
Yes.
Your mother's a housewife?
Yes.